The executive director of the Center for the Study of White American Culture explains, there is no crime that whiteness has not committed against people of color. We must blame whiteness for the continuing patterns today which damage and prevent the humanity of those of us within it. The Journal of Race Traitor, ironically a Nazi term, is dedicated to serve as an intellectual center for those seeking to abolish the white race. Now, this is not a genocidal movement. No one is suggesting that white people be rounded up and put in camps, but the principles, passions, and argumentation have troubling echoes. First, there's the left's shocking defense of black riot ideology and gangsterism, the glorification of violence, the romance of the street, the denunciations of the system, the conspiratorialism, the exaltation of racial solidarity, the misogyny of hip-hop culture. All of these things offer a disturbing sense of déjà vu. Hip-hop culture has incorporated a shocking number of fascist themes. On college campuses, administrators routinely look the other way at classically fascist behavior, from newspaper burnings to the physical intimidation of dissident speakers. These attitudes ultimately stem from the view that the white man, like the Jew, represents every facet of what is wrong and oppressive to humanity. As Susan Sontag proclaimed in 1967, the white race is the cancer of human history. Meanwhile, Enlightenment notions of universal humanity are routinely mocked on the academic left as a con used to disguise entrenched white male privilege. Just as the Nazi attack on Christianity was part of the larger war on the idea of universal truth, whole postmodern cosmologies have been created to prove that traditional religious morality is a scam, that there are no fixed truths or natural categories, and that all knowledge is socially constructed. Or as the line goes in the Da Vinci Code, so dark the con of man. The con in question is, in effect, a conspiracy by the Catholic Church to deceive the world about Jesus' true nature and his marriage to Mary Magdalene. The book has sold some 60 million copies worldwide. The novel and movie have generated debates, documentaries, companion books, and the like, but few have called attention to the ominous roots and parallels with Nazi thought. Dan Brown should have dedicated his book to Madame Helena Blavatsky, the Theosophist guru who is widely considered the mother of New Age spirituality as well as a touchstone in the development of Nazi paganism and the chief popularizer of the swastika as a mystical symbol. Her theosophy included a grab bag of cultish notions from astrology to the belief that Christianity was a grand conspiracy designed to conceal the true meaning and history of the supernatural. Her 1888 book, The Secret Doctrine, attempted to prove the full extent of the grotesque Western conspiracy that the Da Vinci Code only partially illuminates.